Devastated and told to keep quiet, I learned to suppress my feelings and not to share them. As a boy, confused and filled with raw, pent-up emotions, I longed to escape a fragile body that had experienced psychological and emotional abuse. I remember feeling confused, isolated, and overwhelmed by an internal fire fueled by anger, resentment, and fear toward my grandmother and other immediate family members. My feelings were like the boogeyman in a nightmare. I was afraid to reveal them to anyone. As a child, I was never able to freely express my emotions. They were dismissed and buried for many years. This repression caused low self-esteem and difficulties with alcohol and drug addiction. The more people or family members there were around me, the more I withdrew and isolated myself to shield myself from potential verbal abuse during my childhood. Although I had family and others around me as I grew up, it was just a facade or illusion. I never felt the same connection I had with the hipsters or Mrs. Korn. Unfortunately, I lacked anyone to help me confront and explore those uncomfortable feelings that made me want to crawl out of my own skin. I grew up scared of my uncle, who seemed like a complete terror. At least, that's how I perceived him through my young eyes. Sidebar. My uncle has now passed away, and I regret not spending more time with him despite the mental and emotional pain I experienced. Oh, and there was physical pain, too. The boy could fight his ass off. RIP, Uncle. He did his best to teach me how to be a man with the information he had, but now, as I look back, I realize there were no positive male role models for him to follow. I resisted his authority in the worst way, often leading to fistfights, tearing up the living room, or wherever it was, whether it was in the kitchen, the bathroom, or the supermarket, it did not matter. It must have sounded like a WWF no-holds-barred match in the attic where he and I called our bedroom. I had another uncle named Franklin. I did not know much about him, and I have very vague memories of Uncle Frank, other than the time when he and Uncle Rahim took me for a ride. It was about evening, and I remember them saying, "Let's scare this little MF." MF did not mean Mary Frances.